We're catching up with Stu McKenzie in Esperance now. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners. How are we all today?
Yeah, look, looks like a promising day here today, mate. And look, the last couple of days, the weather's been really good where I am. What's it like down there?
Mate, we've had a couple of days of low 20s with not much breeze around and the sun has been out. So God's country down here, mate, God's country. So, yeah, look, Esperance has turned it on again. So, but winter is just around the corner.
Yeah, I know. And seeding is into it well and truly. I know last time we spoke there was a bit going on, but yeah, it's really going on now.
I came back from Bunbury on Friday night, and as I got through Ravey into Munglinup, the lights in the paddock, it was almost like a small town going off. So look, seeding is well and truly underway, and certainly all the bigger guys are up and going. And so now we're just waiting for those guys who are just in that rainfall belt where they're just waiting for that little bit of extra rain, or they've got the one or two machines that they can crank up with. I guess the next start that we start to look at is obviously our chickpeas and our lentils and these later sown, not only legume varieties but cereal varieties too. So just making sure that with those later sown legumes that you've got the right strains of rhizobium in the system. So the 3-in-1, 4-in-1 rhizobium products that are around are good as a broad spectrum, but if you're after a good inoculation and an even better return on investment through nitrogen fixation later on, make sure you're concentrating on the groups that you actually need. So that's probably the big take-home message for at the moment. So we've still got pastures going in. There's still a lot of favours, field peas and all that kind of stuff in people's programs, obviously lupins, but yeah, the next phase will be in that chickpea and lentil space. So make sure you've got your rhizobium on hand.
And the recommendation there being go for the individual strains as opposed to the combos?
So yeah, if you can stick to the straight group that is relevant to your seed rather than the 3-in-1 and 4-in-1 varieties, they all have their place in the system, but some of these strains don't quite like each other, so you will get a little bit of antagonism. So just make sure that you've got the right strain of rhizobium going in the system for what you're seeding at the time.
And what are you seeing around the old stock condition side of things at the moment, Stu?
Yeah, look, obviously there's a fair bit of pasture being stitched in, and we've had some pretty reasonable rains followed by some quite reasonable weather too. So we've seen a lot of germination in pastures already, and certainly the establishment or re-establishment of last year's pastures for those long-term stock guys. So score and condition is stable at the moment. Nothing seems to be really, really struggling, but just because we're in that seeding phase doesn't mean we should be neglecting or not, wrong word. The stock still has to be, front of mind as well. So making sure that you've got your rumen products, your nutritional supplement products, whether it be a lick or a liquid or whichever, just make sure that you're able to keep those pastures in condition and obviously keep an eye on your stock as well.
Yes, not forgetting, listeners, that it is much, much easier to maintain the condition score than it is to try and get it back once it starts going backwards. So it is worth keeping, keeping on the front of the ball there. And look, I know everyone's been pretty busy with nitrogen and what have you, but just let's have a quick chat about nitrogen and some trace elements.
Yeah, so and look, obviously once our crops are in the ground, it then comes back to what do we do next? So whether you are a urea, an SOA, a carbon NS, a flexi N, a flexi NK, a blue K. It doesn't matter what your variety of nitrogen is, whether it be granular or liquid, just make sure that you've got your trace elements covered as well. So particularly your copper, zinc, your manganese. Magnesium is a big one down here in the Esperance Sport Zone, particularly for that brass product, making sure you've got enough magnesium in the system. And just making sure that your tissue testing at the right times moving forward. So for more information on any of your nitrogen products, depending on the brand that you are supporting and the brand that you're with, make sure that you're keeping in touch with your agro just to make sure that supply is going to be good and also that you're getting the products that you need rather than the products that you don't.
Yeah, good advice, good takeaway. All right, mate, we'll leave it there for this morning. We'll let you get back to another wonderful day, glorious day in God's country down there, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, listeners. Have a great week.